So it's semi-final weekend in the All-Ireland Hurling Championship with Kilkenny and Clare on Saturday, followed by Limerick versus Galway on Sunday. And Dan Shanahan is here to preview all the action. And Dan, we'll dive straight into it. Kilkenny-Clare, 5:30 start Saturday evening in Croke Park. Clare came back from 6 points down against Wexford the last day to make the final four. What impressed you most about that performance?
Yeah, Tomás, coming off a defeat in Munster final, I suppose, to how Clare were to get up for the game, like, you know, against an unbelievable Wexford team that had won two or three games on the trot, like, you know, but they showed character, Tomás. Tony Kelly was well marshalled the same day. Things weren't going right for Duggan. Kelly was taken off the freeze. Duggan went down on Tomás, and they really, and that showed the willingness of Brian Lowen. Lad not going well after a busy week and him with the suspensions. Tomás taken off after 8 minutes. It shows what he's capable of doing. And it's something that Brian Cody would do, if you know what I'm saying to you, Tomás. So the ruthlessness of Lowen. But to get out of that game, Tomás, with a result and a win, as you said, they were 5 or 6 points down with 10 minutes to go. They'd be very, very happy, Tomás, because with the pressure, Tomás, we've been there ourselves, two lads going in suspended, you know, talking about that all week. Clare's performance against Limerick in the Munster final, unbelievable performance, you know, so they're in a no-win situation, but to get out and get a win was fantastic for him, like, Tomás, and it shows the calibre of Shanagher as well, another big man. Come off the bench, gets 1-2, and he's two. They got a point at one stage in the second half. Tomás was just an unbelievable score. He hasn't been seen all year. We saw him last year when Duggan wasn't around. Lowen kept him, I'd say, worked hard on him on and off the field. And by God, Shanagher come on and proved it last weekend what he's capable of doing, Tomás.
You took the next question right out of my mouth, Dan. Should Brian Lowen start Aaron Shanahan on Saturday?
I wouldn't think so, Tomás. To be honest with you, I think with young Peter Duggan inside there, he's been an absolute massive find for Clare on the edge of the square. He caused problems. You can see the hunger in his face, Tomás. You know, even in the Munster final there, the one or two things he got away with. But again, he's come back from Australia, a new man. He's brought new life to the Clare full forward line. He's a target man. I think Aaron Shanahan is probably a bit more predictable than Duggan. That when it doesn't go into his hand, he's a bit more markable. But by God, Tomás, I definitely see the two of them in this foot forward line at some stage next weekend, because the physicality they're going to meet next weekend, they need big men, and I've no doubt Shanahan will see some game time next weekend as well.
We'll talk about a small man now, Dan, in terms of Tony Kelly. How will Kilkenny deal with him on Saturday?
From what I'm hearing, Tomás, Mikey Butler is going to follow him all over the place. That's what I'm hearing. Wherever he goes, I suppose he's going to follow him. But when he does that, Tomás, he creates space then for other lads in the Clare forward line. O'Donnell, Duggan, Galvin, etc. Great players. And Tony was well marshalled the last day, Tomás, but I was looking at his record before I came in today. He's been outstanding in Croke Park any time he's played up there, even with his club. So he has. So and I read an article in another paper that to get to Croke Park for this team, it's not something they do every year. So I've no doubt they'd be looking forward to this game the weekend. Tony Kelly is Tony Kelly, Tomás, and he's worth the expense of fee to go in and watch him, because he's a class player. Now, Butler did a great job the last day too, in the Leinster final on Mannion. He did a fantastic job, and I think he's probably get the same role on Kelly. Kelly's a totally different fish, Tomás. He'll go out the field, he'll come in the field, he'll stay inside, he'll go out centre forward. It'll be interesting in what Kilkenny do, but from what I hear, he's going to follow him, Tomás. So it's going to be interesting. He's a good man, Mark, a young Butler. Tenacious Lachlan Gales man, so he's going to be interesting, Tomás.
You're hearing a lot on the grapevine, Dan. You're coaching with Bennett's Bridge again this year. What are the expectations like in the county for this Kilkenny team?
Yeah, they're expecting to win, Tomás. You know, it's as simple as that. I give him a great chance, Tomás. Brian Cody is Brian Cody. I think he's 3 or 4 Leinster titles, Tomás. He's won. That's a phenomenal record for a team in transition, Tomás. The way he keeps players hungry, the way he keeps himself hungry, be there as a 21 plus years, is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. We'll disregard the Henry and Cody thing. That's for a different day, but Speaking of Cody, he the way he keeps these lads hungry, the way they buy into him, no Nancy boys down there tomorrow, they go toe-to-toe, physicality, win your own ball, if you're not winning it, you're taking off. Simple as that down there. And they say they don't do tactics tomorrow, but if you watch a lot of Kilkenny games over the years, I've seen Walter Welch a number of times back in his own half-back line. I see a number of half-forward line back in their own half-back line to create the space for the lads inside. So I don't think this tactics, I just think this... the willingness of the lads to get the ball and want the ball and work hard. That's all Brian Cody asks for, I think. If you look at his teams, work hard, hit hard and play hard. And when you have a chance when they do that, Tomás.
Speaking of tactics, Dan, Wexford got a lot of joy against Clare with high ball into the full forward line. Will Kilkenny go at something similar?
Yeah, I am not hearing much down there for about that now, Tomás. But I think, if you want my own opinion, I think TJ Reid... if I was Brian Cody, I would start TJ full forward and see how he gets on. So I would. Owen Cody, again, is phenomenal in the air, Tomás. So they have, Kilkenny have a lot of good hurlers, Tomás. We all know that. So we do. They're in Ireland semi-final. I don't think they're favourites, Tomás, going into this game, which is great for them. Clare are favourites. They're all done about the Limerick and Clare are Ireland final, but... Clare will earn their victory Saturday evening, Tomás. I can guarantee that, because this Kilkenny team they're 75 minutes away from being in an Ireland final. And at the start of the year, who would have said that, Tomás? Because I said there's a lot of lads in, Richie Hogan's injured, a lot of lads have went away from the panel, great hurlers. But when you still have the likes of TJ Reid, there's a 10 out of 10 man from Freeze, Owen Cody, Adrian Mullen, do you know, the fullback there, with Butler in the corner. The goalkeeper, Owen Murphy's probably the best form of his life at the moment. Huey Lawler, Tomás, will plug away there, any full forward that comes in there. Honest player. And when you have honesty, Tomás, in the team, you have a great chance.
It sounds like you're siding with Kilkenny, Dan.
Yeah, Tomás, I get a feeling, Tomás. I think it'll be a fantastic game, Tomás, 5:30 Saturday evening in Croke Park. I'll just give Kilkenny a chance, Tomás, the simple reason that you know that you Clare can't give Kilkenny a 6-point start, because they won't get back at them. I can assure you that. But will Clare give them the start, like Tomás, is the other question. Shane O'Donnell has been flying. Tony Kelly has been flying. Duggan, as I said, Galvin. The half-back, Glenn Conlon. Dave McInerney is fit. And they're playing some stuff, Tomás. Two tenacious cornerbacks. Goalkeeper, a suspect, a mistake or two, but again, they trust him. Tomás. So I'm just, it's going to be a tight game, Tomás. They're so hard to call. There's an Ireland semi-final, anything can happen on there. It could be breezy up there, Tomás. We saw that last week, and some great footballers and great free takers missing frees. You know, so it all depends on the day, Tomás. We could be here preaching, so we could on a Friday evening and say you predict this and predict that, but it's all on the day. You could have all the tactics you want, and when you go out in the field, it could go another way. But I just get a feeling like Kilkenny would love relishing playing Clare, because they're not favourites to win the game.
Moving on to Sunday then, 3:30, Limerick versus Galway. How can Henry Shefflin's side put up to the All-Ireland champions?
Yeah, it's a very good question, Tomás. And again, it's one that you couldn't predict Galway beating Limerick because they haven't been playing well. They got over the line against Cork. Got beaten in the previous game too, to Kilkenny in the Leinster final. But as Henry said, has alluded to saying, they got 2 weeks of a break tomorrow, which was a massive help to go back training, sort it out, get it out of their system, and refocus for the Cork game, Tomás. I think Cork got 7 or 8 points in the first half against Galway. That won't win you any games, Tomás, and that won't happen next weekend against Limerick. One thing about Galway, Tomás, they can physically match Limerick. The hitting, the physicality is going to be phenomenal next Sunday from 3:30 on. Of course, when you're in a semi-final, you give every team the respect and a chance, because anything can happen on the day. But they will need their forwards, the whole 6 forwards, the whole 15 players playing extremely well to beat this team, and even go to their bench, Tomás, that their subs are so important to come on when lads get tired, because they will get tired in this game against Limerick to change the game. I do give them a slight chance, Tomás, but again, when you see the performances against Cork, they got over the line. Cork missed one or two good goal chances, Tomás, in that game, and I'd say they'd be feel disappointed they're not there Sunday. But credit Henry Shefflin. He's got the boys back playing well, Tomás. Got him back into a semi-final, and as he said, if he was told at the start of the year they'd be one of the top four teams, one of the top four teams left, in the, he'd have taken that to Moss. So he's in a great situation to Moss. He's not expected to win the game. So yeah, their players are under no pressure going to next weekend. Limerick can declare it all the talk of their Ireland final for 2022. And again, they have no, they, there's no pressure on them tomorrow, so they have a slight chance. But this Limerick team tomorrow are phenomenal. I go from the Nicky Quaid in goal right up to Boylan coming off the bench. They just have everything. The hunger they bring, the tattle they'll bring. The last time they met tomorrow, I think Joe Kenning got a serious injury and Colin Manning got injured on the day, and they were big losses because they were going well against the Limerick team. And they went off the field and Limerick got a hold of the game. But again, this game is different next weekend. Depends if Keane Lynch is back tomorrow. I'm hearing he's back. So he's going to be an unbelievable addition to Limerick because he's fresh as a daisy tomorrow. It's in Croke Park. Hunger. Has Coyley the luxury not starting him to bring him on if he needs him? We'll see. I'm in awe.
What would you do then with Keane Lynch? Do you start him or hold him in reserve?
If he's fully fit tomorrow, I'd definitely start him. I'd definitely start him because he would take Pádraig Mannion if Garrod McInerney's not fit. As rumour, he's not fit either. Tomás, please God, he is because he's a good player. But might that put Mannion maybe into centre-back, and you have to watch Lynch tomorrow because he just comes off the shoulder. He's the main link there. And to Limerick's credit and John Coyley's credit, they've survived a lot of good tough games without him. That'll show you the depth of their panel tomorrow. It's like got Walford missing Austin Gleeson or Clare missing Tony Kelly. That's what Keane Lynch is to Limerick. And I just predict that he will start tomorrow. I think he'll start in centre forward in a position tomorrow where you can lie into your centre back and come off him and just get on a ball, lay off a ball, get back into the game. He will feel the intensity tomorrow next Sunday if he does start, because training games and championship games are totally different. So they are. And but I think the Limerick have been awesome tomorrow. The hunger they show. I was reading an article in the paper, and again, old Hagerty said, Limerick don't win these titles when they're there. They want to keep winning. The hunger they have to win is what gets Limerick over the line. It's a big game for Tyler Welch, to be honest with you. To the referee, the young Tyler, that's it's a massive game for him, and I'm delighted he got the game tomorrow.
Yeah, I was just going to come on to that, Dan. You have as you mentioned, Thomas Welch refereeing Limerick Galway, you have Fergal Horgan refereeing Kilkenny and Clare, and obviously, you know, refereeing has been in the headlines of late. What approach do you think those two referees will take this weekend?
I'll be honest, I was very, very impressed with John Keane in the Munster final, Thomas. I was very impressed. So I was. I thought he left the game go brilliantly. The physicality Limerick and Clare bought is the right way a game should be riffed. Like, I know referees make mistakes and players make mistakes as well, but referees are making. But John Keane that day, I thought he was outstanding, Thomas. And I've been known to be critical of referees, Thomas, and their approach. But I thought John Keane that day, and it wasn't the best day, Thomas, it was a wet day as well. Like, you know, the physicality in the first 10 minutes and of each half, and it'll be the same for Fergal Horgan, who's used to this. And Thomas is used to this. Thomas is a top referee, Thomas. He's a top referee. I'm delighted he got a big game. So I am, because a good performance here from Thomas, he'll be on the map for a long time, Thomas. All he has to do is use his common sense. I always say to Thomas, common sense and Leverco. A lot of Limerick players are being watched, Thomas. We're leaving the Hurley late and etc, etc. Especially Gerard Hagerty. We've Austin Gleeson here. There's two being watched in Morford, like, you know. But I played against the Kilkenny teams, Thomas, with Tommy Welch, JJ Delaney, Noel Hickey, and they cut you in half as well, Thomas. And they were living on the edge, you know. So that's what you have to do. That's why they're there, Thomas, because they live on the edge. They know what to do. They know how to tackle. Granted, sometimes it's OTT, but they keep going. And I think the referees next Sunday have to leave both games go, Thomas. Just leave both games a bit. Obviously, if there's something dangerous, you pull it. But don't start flashing yellow cards, etc., etc., unless you have to, Thomas, early in the game, because it's a big thing, Thomas, to have a good referee. And I'm delighted for John Keane in the last day, because he did a fantastic job. And I wish Tyler, young Thomas, the best, because he is an up-and-coming referee. Fergal Horgan, again, didn't do us any favours in 17, so I'd say he's willing to look after himself.
Another refereeing matter, an officiating matter, Dan, is the penalties. We saw them in the football between Armagh and Galway, and we could see them again this weekend if any of the two semi-finals finish up level after extra time. Are they a fair way to settle a GA match?
In my opinion, no, Thomas. I don't see what the rush is, to be honest with you. A game, a fantastic game of football last week in Armagh and Galway. To end the game in penalties, Tomás, is not a thing. Do you know, I was talking to Pat Welch there, a great little Rossley man there, a football man, and he said, we bought in the Australian rules mark for the Australian mark. Now we're bringing in penalties, soccer thing. We have our own association, Tomás. Make our own rules. I don't agree. I think that if it doesn't go to replay, Tomás, you toss it. If it's just my opinion, after extra time, the next goal wins. Do you know? And because it's so unfair. I think an underage team, Clare lost one this year too in the minors, I think. In the, yeah, they did. To Tipperary, who are in the Ireland final this weekend, but on penalties. I just don't think it's fair on, especially a young lad, if he missed a penalty tomorrow, he must go back into school the next day. Or even an older lad that might have to go to work. It's an amateur game. Look, it's something I don't agree with.
Just finally, Danny, going for a Limerick-Kilkenny All-Ireland final?
I am, Tomás. I just... Again, Tomás, as I said, they're so hard to call. I think Galway need Galway and Kilkenny, we need luck to beat the teams they're playing. And some person said to me one time, you create your own luck by working hard at it. But I think they're going to be two phenomenal games, Tomás. I wouldn't be surprised with any result or anything like that, Tomás. But again, I'm just tipping Limerick to win. They'll grind down Galway, Tomás, so they will. And the way Clare play, the physicality that they have in their team, it will suit Kilkenny. As if they were playing Cork to be a running game, that mightn't suit Kilkenny. I think, Tomás, just while I'm there, Tomás, I'd like to wish the Camogie team the very best the weekend too, just while I'm here, because I was lucky enough to be involved with some of them girls, if not all of them there, like, you know, and Derry Lyon is doing a fantastic job. I think they're the only representative left in Waterford in Championship, and if they win next weekend, they're in another quarter final and play against Antrim, so they have a great chance to progress, and I'd like to wish them the best of luck.
Well, Dan Shannon, thanks a million for your time this evening. Enjoy all the games over the weekend.
Thanks very much, Tomás.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.